Hey everybody, this is Roy Richardson, your friendly neighborhood tech troublemaker, but if you're already here, you probably already know that, so you didn't need to know that. But hey, I am glad you're here tonight. I have a very special guest. We're going to talk about show growth. So my guest tonight is Lala from Mommy Got Inc. And first of all, we have been friends for a while now because we met in a group and she's just so amazing and her channel has done so well. And so tonight I thought, hey, there's probably a lot of lessons learned from what she's done to grow her channel. And so here she is. Without further ado, Lala. Confetti.
Yay. Confetti. Hi, Roy. Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming in tonight.
How you doing?
I'm glad you're here tonight. I'm great.
Yeah.
It's actually perfectly fine. It's 9 a.m. here where I am, so this time is perfect.
And I'm 9 p.m. on my side of the world. So, yeah, in case you don't know, Lala lives on one side of the world, and I live on the other. I'm on the East Coast in the United States, and she is in the Philippines. And so it's just amazing to have so many global friends, and she's just one of them. I love your show, and so just kind of tell us about yourself, and then I have some questions. I want to dig in and learn how you grew your channel.
All right. So again, I'm Mommy Lala, and I am the content creator behind Mommy Guide Inc. Okay, where I actually talk about where I do have several segments, one of which, of course, is my favorite passion, where it's crafting. So I do that twice a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays. And then the rest of the week, I do have interviews with amazing content creators about topics that actually resonate with either being a mom or being a content creator or crafting.
Yeah. And so you and I met via a thing called Lita, which was live every day in April back in 2021. Yes. I think you said that was the second time you had done the Lita challenge. Is that correct at the time, or was that the first time?
Okay. Did you join the April one or the August?
I did.
One?
That was the April one. Yeah.
So, all right. So that we were together. That was the first time for me as well.
And then,
so we're matchmates.
We're matchmates.
Lita matchmates.
and then your channel is about crafting. So how did you figure out what your niche should be, so to speak? I mean, obviously you were a crafter ahead of time, so that probably made it easy for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. First and foremost, going into live streaming, we've learned that it's something that will take a long while. So it's a sprint, not a marathon. Therefore, I needed to have a content where I know it will be something that I can do for a long period of time. And no matter what happens, I will be able to put out a content. And therefore, that for me would be topics about moms, being a mom, because I'm very passionate about being a mom, and crafting. So there are actually even times where, you know, I go live at 8 p.m. It's already 6 p.m. I don't have anything up there yet because I don't really know what I'm going to be talking about until like the last 30 minutes. And I'm able to do so because the topic that I am actually gearing towards to or streaming about is something that I'm really passionate about. So it's easy.
So how did you get your start with YouTube? So when did you start your channel?
That's a great question, Roy. Believe it or not, I actually started Mommy Guide Inc. as a passion project way back in 2009 when I graduated from my MBA. For the first time, I learned that there was Facebook. Didn't even know about Facebook. But because I was, you know, in MBA, I had to learn all of these things. But I really didn't know how. So I said, I also wanted to be in YouTube because my daughter at that time was 7 years old, wanted to do a lot of unboxing. And her channel was doing pretty well. So I said, why not me? So she actually created the word, the title, Mommy Guide Inc. Because she said, I like guiding people. And I'm a mom, therefore. And then I just added the business component of it, Inc. Right? So that's why it's Mommy Guide Inc. But, so I bought all the gears, you know, camera, computer, everything. And then that's basically the end of it. I didn't know how to use the camera. I didn't know how to use the computer. I didn't know how to even do Facebook. So for almost a decade, nothing. I just had that YouTube channel. That was it. Until in 2020, last quarter of 2020, I decided to actually, you know, this time around, I actually, you know, been into photography for quite a while. I know how to use all these computers already. And then I started binge watching LSP. So I started with edited videos first. I hired somebody to do that for me. But then pandemic came. So all, you know, my plans for doing interviews, going to this and that place for crafters and moms, I had nowhere to go, right? And so I said, okay, so no more edited videos. So what can I do? And then, you know, Live Streaming Pros said you can actually do live stream as a content. And that, you know, somehow started me off. Finally, there was a consistent content on Mommy Guide Inc.'s YouTube channel. And I started that in January 23 of 2021.
Wow. Yeah. And then after that, it just kept growing and growing. And so what have you done to really promote your channel? What's kind of been your approach?
All right. So first and foremost, Lida really helped, Roy, because I eventually learned that what I was doing from January up to April was basically just going live and crafting with my friends. We didn't even bother trying to engage the people who were watching. There were like 5-7. It would be a very nice day if I will hit the double digit number. Right? I would probably have a very nice project going on or something. So going into Lida, I learned a lot of things, like how to engage people, how to actually become more interesting as, you know, a content creator when you're live streaming. And slowly but surely, I added a little bit of the tech. But in terms of, you know, promoting the channel, it took a while as well. So I was growing ever so slowly in the beginning until I eventually, after Lida, learned that I could actually bring in, you know, do interviews. And then I started collaborating with other content creators. And so, you know, their subscribers, their followers also, when they saw me or they actually also, you know, looked at my channel and subscribed to me as well. There's a fly going around me right now. Sorry about that. And then I started going also into different communities. I learned that from, you know, John Ryan. You know, I tried going into somebody's stream, I would see John Ryan in the chat. And so I started going through that. I was very active in John Ryan and I met a lot of people in John Ryan. Even Filipinos from other countries I met in John Ryan's stream, right? Oh, so wow. Collaboration for me was key. I learned how to actually mingle. Not just, you know, I just thought that I would go out there, go live and that's it. And then people will, you know, miraculously find me. Right. But I learned that, yes, they would probably, but, you know, it would take forever for me to grow. So I intentionally looked for people who were actually live streaming, especially those who are in my niche or people who are actually friends of mine. I met a lot of people in Lida, started, you know, looking for them, following them as well. And I just, you know, I really actually enjoyed and learned a lot from doing that. So collaboration for me and consistency, Roy.
Yeah.
And so since I started way back in January, I think I have I've followed through with my schedule, especially with my crafting. I have not missed a day where, you know, I didn't stream.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And anyway, those wondering about who John Ryan is, he's from Coffee Talk and Tech, by the way.
Yes, Coffee Talk and Tech.
Yeah, and so now what about social media? What do you do to promote your YouTube channel via social media? I know you're on platform.
Yes, actually. The thing is, some people might not agree with what I'm doing, because they think that by actually being in other platforms may pull them away from YouTube. And amongst all my, you know, social media platforms, it's actually YouTube that I really wanted to grow. But I use Facebook specifically, and just recently, because of Tina Wan Kenobi's suggestion, Twitter, to actually promote my live streams. So the minute I create the notification for it, and then I get the link, and then I post it on my Facebook, personal Facebook page, my public page, Mommy Guide Inc., as well as Twitter. And then I broadcast simultaneously as well using Restream to all three platforms. Again, some people think that this is counteractive because people might, instead of watching me on YouTube, might watch me on Facebook. But, you know, that's fine, because eventually they find, you know, my Facebook channel also grew, and my YouTube channel. So both of all platforms basically have grown because of it.
So once you hit 1,000 subscribers, what did you do to celebrate?
Oh, that was easy. Of course, you know, Filipinos, we always love to celebrate. You know, any opportunity we can to celebrate, we do so. I hit monetization level sometime in September. I think it was September 9. Of course, we did a celebration stream, all right? I talked to some of the people, specifically craft sellers who have been supporting us as well. Yay, Andy, thank you for subscribing. All right, so who actually supported us, and they gave us, they gave Mommy Guide Inc. a lot of things to give out, you know. So during my thank you, and it's like thank you for being monetized stream, I gave out a lot of, you know, prizes from the different communities who have been helping me. And that was super fun.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of community, what do you do? Do you take advantage of the community tab on your YouTube channel now? Do you interact with your community a lot? You have the crafting community. Wow, I am amazed at the crafting community. And you have so many friends. And you mentioned about sharing your links on your actual personal page on Facebook. My friends don't think I'm that interesting, my personal friends, so I have to go and share it elsewhere, and that's where I get a following, but because my sense of humor takes a little bit of getting used to. But so circling back around the community tab, do you take advantage of that? What do you do to build your community?
All right, actually I was very excited. Oops, did I freeze?
Nope, I still right, see you.
Okay. All right. Okay. I was afraid. Okay. Because on my end, I'm a little bit, you know, okay, frozen. Anyway, so when I reached the 1,000, at that time, to have the community tab opened, you need to have 1,000 subscribers. Now, I think just 500, it will be open up to you. So I was super excited. You know, I started posting also whatever I have, or when I see a friend going live, and then I post it. So basically, that's everything that I've been doing with my community tab. I should actually create more. Maybe like calls, like, you know, John Pullum. I like how John uses his community tab to actually engage his community. I use it more for just posting, you know, suggestions for people who are going live that are friends of mine, or for me as well. So, but in terms of community building, I've grown my community more, Roy, using Facebook groups, and just recently on Discord. Oh, wow. So for those who don't know, my crafty channel goes on forever, right? Several hours, but because I actually create projects alongside with the people watching me. So normally they would submit projects. That's why before it would take me 5 hours to finish, because just to pull up all their submissions and then showcase it will take me an hour. But because of Discord, since everything is organized, and then it's so easy for me to just share the screen, you know, in a few minutes, I will have everybody's submissions on the screen. So now I can even do like an hour or 2 hours max a crafty session.
Wow.
Because of Discord. And people are actually excited about Discord as well. Although it was their first time as well to be on Discord, they actually like that it's very organized.
Oh, that's awesome. So, yeah, I was going to ask you earlier, you already covered that, but you're about, you're worrying about whether social takes away from YouTube, but you obviously don't feel that it does at all. And now you've got a Discord on top of that, but I guess it sounds like you're using your Discord to really build your YouTube channel and be more interactive with your community. And so how's Discord going for you?
Oh, absolutely amazing. So everybody who wants to actually join our crafting session has to be in the Discord group.
That's awesome.
Otherwise, they won't be able to submit their submissions, right, or their projects. So now my Discord is continuously growing together with the Facebook page.
All right, we got a lot of people out here. I know a bunch of them came from your channel, Lala. I was going to say thank you for bringing all your friends. We got Ken, the content coach, out here. Says hello, everyone. Looking forward to this chat. I noticed this morning there was about 20 people who started chatting about 9 a.m. this morning. So I guess they thought 9 a.m. Your time was going to be – so, yeah. But anyway, so bye. Thanks for coming by so early. Tina says, hey, everyone. Good evening, North America peeps, and good evening, Asia. He said, good morning, Asia. Dr. Elo in the house. Hey, Dr. Elo.
Hello.
And Tina says she needs to wake up.
She's part of my crafting sessions every Wednesday and Saturdays. That's Tina One Kenobi.
Yeah, and
she loves Star Wars. That's why her name is Tina One Kenobi.
That's the other thing about you, Lala, that I love so much is that you are such an encouraging person. And of course, I don't know when you sleep. That's a different topic for a different day because Lala's on all the time. Whenever you know, Marcus goes live or somebody, it seems like every time I go to a live stream, Lala's there. And then I'll find that she was in a live stream in the middle of the night while I was sleeping. Of course, that's daytime for you, but you're just such an encouraging person. And I just thank you for that. I really, you know, you've encouraged me a lot and I really appreciate how supportive you are and your community as well. You know, you've got so many of the crafting community now that are moving toward being YouTubers. And so that's great. And that's it all because of you.
Thank you, Roy. It's just that I really love, I think, you know, as a mom, you know how moms are, we always love helping. So I think that I feel like everybody is my child. So no matter what age you are, I really love helping, especially when they become my friends. I really want, especially in my community, I know that there are many talented people more than what I can do, but they are not able to showcase their talent because they feel that live streaming or doing YouTube or being a content creator is very difficult. So I want to encourage them that if Mommy Lala, who doesn't know anything about tech, lighting, live streaming, what have you, imagine Facebook. I had to learn how to do Facebook, right? So, and I'm able to do this right now. Everybody can do this. Everybody can do this. It's just sometimes we just need other people's help. And that I've experienced from, you know, from Roy, from the many others of Roy's and my friends as well, in the when we started in LIDA. We actually became, you know, like a small family and we actually really help each other. It's not just me, everybody. It's just that I am, you know, because I'm an entrepreneur. So I don't need to like to have, I don't have an 8-to-5 job. I can, you know, move my schedule around. So I think that's the reason why I can be in everybody's stream as long as I'm awake.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Let's see. Lots of folks saying hi. Anna out there. Hello, friends. And Sammy Superstar. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Sammy.
Tortilo. Hey, Lala. Mommy Got Ink. Hey, Sammy Superstar. Sammy likes my new lights. Thank you, sir. I seemed kind of dark last week. I needed to brighten things up here, so that's what I was working on. I'm glad you caught Adams live, and now Roy said, well, Thank you, Tina. And then Tina, of course, says hi to both of us. And then Tina says she found your channel through a paper sellers page that you were collaborating with last year. And so that's another question. So you've done a lot of collaborations with different crafters in your area. And then also, I think you're doing a fair amount with affiliate links and that type of thing. How are those things working out?
Oh, you know, one thing, one of the reasons why I actually started YouTube, Roy, was I was very interested in how things work. You know, that's how I am. It's like, why is this thing working? You know, why is this okay? So I was like wondering, why are people, you know, going into YouTube? Even famous people, people who don't actually need, you know, YouTube. So I said, I'm going to try it out. And then, you know, when something else comes in, it's like, oh, is this something that I can actually do as well? Right? So I probably have ADHD as well. So it's like, I want to do everything all at the same time, right? So, if an opportunity presents itself, and I think that somehow it can, you know, an easy transition or an easy, what do you call this? I can actually mix it up with whatever I have right now. I go into that. Like with Amazon Live, I saw how Amazon Live, you know, I think early, no, latter part of last year, LSP, Luria, I'm on Luria's community as well, Streamer Accelerator. She mentioned that to us. She showed us how to do it. And then just fairly recently, Sammy in the chat, Sammy Superstar, also mentioned that, you know, he went live and then was testing and said, oh, how you can actually go on Amazon Live as well. So, and then another content creator friend, John Ryan, said he was going to go live on Amazon Live. So I said, how do you do that? So, you know, I went to Amazon Live. I went to Amazon.com and checked, how does one do this? And there was a link for, you know, what do you call this? Influencer program. So I don't think I am that big to become an influencer. But anyway, I tried it. And, you know, in a few seconds, I got accepted. It's like, whoa, you know, it said you just choose whatever platform you want, whether Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. So I've submitted my YouTube channel and got in instantly, like seconds. It's like when I entered, I received a welcome, you know, notice immediately. And so that very week, I said, okay, I will go live, right? So Sammy helped me with the tech, of course. Sammy Superstar is always there to help me with the tech. He showed me how to go live through Ecamm. And then, you know, that very first, you know, Amazon Live was so scary. It was really, really, it's like me doing YouTube for the first time again. And with the help of my awesome friends and community, that Tinawan Kenobi in the chat really helped me so much. That went really great. And then I went, you know, with the first live, I already got, immediately after, I got a notification from Amazon that I was eligible to apply for the next level already from my first initial live. So I said, okay, so I applied. And then they said 10 days to get the, you know, the approval or whatever. So I went the second, 2 weeks later, I went back again. I did another, you know, Amazon live. And then after 2 to 3 days, I got the notification that I am now an insider level on Amazon. So I now on to the second. So now I want to go to the first level, but that is, I need 2,000 followers and I'm at 25 right now. Right.
Well, so all you're YouTube famous. That's what it is. You're YouTube famous and therefore it's leaking over into.
That's not true.
let's see. Marie
but
Vincent.
I'm enjoying it. Yes, I'm enjoying it, Roy. I'm enjoying it.
I applied and I have yet to go do anything with it. So I like, because I wanted to have my act together when I did Amazon Live. But so anyway, Marie Vincent says, good morning, Batchmate. And
good morning, Batchmate Marie.
And then Anna says, 1,000. I'm just dreaming of 100. You're going to get there, Anna. You're going to get there. Your shows are awesome. Tina says,
yes, absolutely. I agree.
She hit the 1,000 mark while on a live stream. We were all cheering so late that night.
So yes, right. It's a very fast one. It's like somebody in the comments said, Mommy Lala, you're already 998. I said, what? So everybody said, okay, everybody, wake up, you know, go subscribe. And I went, I got the 1,000 subscriber when I was live, and everybody was cheering. It's like New Year's Eve.
And then Anna says, I can't get on board with Discord. I really need to learn it. So obviously in the future, we need to do a tutorial on that. So I see lots of people adore and benefit from you both. Well, thank you, Andy H. I appreciate that. Let's see. Yeah, that's a good question. When does Lala sleep? So
I do sleep.
She says you've been good the past two nights. So you slept at least the last two nights. Let's see. Andy, it's been a long day, but let's shoot for tomorrow if you have time. Glad to see you here. Collective effervescence. And Anna, yes, so Andy, I've been enjoying yours and Anna's streams together. We're still a work in progress, Tina says. And Tina says, don't forget to hit that like button. So Tina's now my new moderator, and I just hired her. And so she's going to get people to hit the like button for me. Thank you, Tina. That's it. I don't want to know if you've been getting some new audience on your YouTube channel from your Amazon. Is that, do you think that's led to any traffic?
I think it's the opposite around.
Okay.
It's the opposite thing. I think I'm getting traffic on Amazon because of my other accounts, specifically YouTube.
Yeah, and I've been getting traffic from LinkedIn. So I've been posting links to my YouTube videos on LinkedIn, and that has actually brought me traffic enough that my analytics say, yeah, third place external traffic's coming from LinkedIn. So kind of happy about that. And then Andy says, Lala's an influencer for sure. I'm working on being an influencer. I'm more of a troublemaker than I am an influencer so far. Anna says, out of all the platforms you stream to, which is your favorite?
YouTube.
That's mine too.
YouTube.
I love it. Coach Adam says, good morning.
Good morning, Coach.
Norman's Diary, Two Hearts, say thank you. Marie Vincent says, hi, Tina.
Norman's Diary, thank you so much.
Coach Adam says, likes good, good. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. These lights were recommended by Coach Adam. So they gave me trouble at first, but anyway. It says, did you benefit as a live reseller from live videos? So he wants to know. You get
from
a commission.
The live.
Yeah, when you do the sales. Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yes, hopefully. Adam, there is.
It says you both. Anna says we both look good. So.
Thank you, Adam.
I'm trying.
And there's Yes Art. Hi, Yes. She's an artist as well.
Cool.
Yesterday she did from the beginning to the end. Sorry, she did sonic drawing. Awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Good morning, Miss Lala and Tech and everyone here. Yep, welcome everybody. All right. So, a couple questions. So, one, what is your current gear setup? What does your studio look like currently? What do you have gear-wise? And don't lift up anything so we don't want anything to get unplugged by mistake.
Yes, sorry. Okay. My gear setup right now, I started with, when I started Roy, just my MacBook Pro. Okay. My MacBook Pro, I didn't have a camera. I didn't have a microphone, just my MacBook Pro. Okay. And then Ecamm. That's what I had. Okay. Now what I have, I've leveled up a bit. Okay. Again, the camera that I am using up to now are the cameras I've had forever. My face cam that I'm using right now is a Canon 5D Mark II, which I've had for more than 15 years.
Wow.
That's how long it's been with me. But it's a very good camera and I have very good lenses. That's why I'm still not on the Sony family because I have a lot of lens for Canon. So and it was my first, camera. So I added a Canon M50 for my overhead, and John Ryan and Sammy Superstar helped me set that up. And just recently I added another one, my iPhone,
yeah,
as my third camera, using Camo, which I won a lifetime subscription for from the Expand Your Reach.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Exactly. That's for, my video. And then I just have two lights beside me that are really not, they're very cheap lights. And then I have LED lights that you can barely see, right? The back colored LED lights. And I have key light just in front of me.
Okay.
And then I just have a Stream Deck. My if you ask me what's my favorite streaming gear, it would be my Stream Deck. A solo content creator, where I do interviews, and when I'm doing crafting, I bring in like several people as well to craft with me. This has been an amazing, amazing tool. Without this, I could probably never do what I do at the present. A Mac Mini. I had to transition to a Mac Mini because my MacBook Pro was really struggling with Ecamm because I had everything there. So with my Mac Mini, the only thing I have is really Ecamm and just, you know, a few applications I need to actually stream.
And I love my Mac Mini, and I love my Stream Deck, and I love my Sony camera. No.
We love everything, right?
Yeah, and Anna says she has to go watch Coach Adam stream. She was in book club, so she missed it. So, okay, we'll forgive you. It was a good stream. Audacity.
Yes,
good.
Audacity, Anna.
I need to learn Audacity. Jerry Brown, welcome, sir. Andy A says, love the beard. Not to be all that superficial. Robin's buys and DIYs. Hey, Robin, how you doing tonight?
Hi, Robin.
Wow, that's really good. Yeah. Awesome from Yeth Art. Anna says, I had some tech challenges. Wait for the re-recording. Yeah, but you got to keep going. Tech happens, you know. You just, you're live.
I think, Roy, my tech issue jumped onto Adam's stream this morning. Just kidding, Coach Adam. It was fine.
Okay. All right. Now, here's my question. What's advice you would give someone if they were going to start a YouTube channel now?
Okay. So if you're going to start a YouTube channel now, congratulations, first and foremost. The second thing is be sure that you're emotionally, mentally ready for it. There will be a ton of roller coaster rides along the way, especially in the beginning. In the beginning, of course, you know, you have your friends, family. Okay, they will be there for the first few streams. But beyond that, you would see, you know, sometimes not many people or nobody is watching you. And, you know, if it's live streaming that you want or you're going to go through. So don't lose heart. Just keep on going. Be consistent. As long as you're enjoying what you're doing, people will find you. Remember, Roy, Field of Dreams? I don't know, for those who are quite young, they might not know it, but they said that, you know, I really love it, that if you build it, they will come, right? So just start, continue doing content, whether edited video, whatever it is that you're comfortable with, start with that. If you're not comfortable with live streaming, you're good with editing, start with edited videos. If you're not good with edited videos, then do the path that I took. I did live streaming, right? So whatever it takes, as long as you're really set on actually doing this, then just go for it. You know, you when you go into it, you know that there will be days that you'll have bad tech days. Like, you know, most of us actually now realize it's really going to happen, and you should be able to go with the flow. You'll have a lot of challenges, but it's, you know, it's not going to break you. It's actually going to make you stronger. You will meet a lot of people. So no matter what happens, being a content creator, guys, is super awesome. So if this is something that you're actually planning to do, I congratulate you. Just be ready for it. There you go.
I was going to say, one night on a live stream, my keyboard and mouse stopped talking in the middle of a live stream. So I'm like, here on the stream, and I get a Logitech mouse, and I plug in the dongle for it, so I get the mouse back, and then I turn off Bluetooth and turn Bluetooth back on, and I get the mouse and keyboard back because they were Bluetooth. So that was a fun night. So, let's see. Anna's laughing about Coach Adam saying he needs to re-record his, and he's laughing as well. So I think it's hi, Marie. And yeah, Ethart says, hello, Miss Tina. And then that's another great thing about Lala. She navigates through her tech challenges. She doesn't panic. And that is so true. You, like, when your camera froze on your stream with Adam, you just kept going. And that was great. That's awesome. That's what you do. So that was good stuff.
Yes, it's really, it's going to happen, guys. I had one time, Roy, Jeff Smith, It took us 1.5 hours to actually start the stream, but the people kept waiting. You know, we went in 4 times and the people really waited. They went in and out, in and out. So as long as the, you know, the people see that you're trying your best, I think, yeah, you know, being not perfect is fine.
Yeah. And it's Coach fine. Adams says YouTube is another job. Get ready to work hard.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Tina says, see you at No Brand later, Lala. I'm going to get breakfast at a pancake house. All right.
We're going to go. Yeah, see you, Tina.
Feel the dreams line. If you build it, it will come. Yes. Lala's an ace. Andy says, great advice. A tide of emotions, I imagine. That's so true.
And indeed.
Heathart says, I need this advice, Miss Lala. Thank you so much. It is super rewarding. I agree with Adam. And then Tina says she embraces everyone, insects not included. So,
yes, I freak out when I have insects.
It's like, is YouTube the best platform to post content? It seems like Instagram and TikTok are being used by the younger folks. And that is true. Mm-hmm. But it all depends.
Actually, I actually started TikTok as well. I never realized for the life of me that I will do TikTok and that I will be dancing for TikTok, right? And it has been fun, right? So as I told you, I'm okay to try out every and any platform out there, right? So including TikTok. Only Instagram, I have yet to actually post. I think I have 9 posts on Instagram.
I love Instagram more as a spectator than a participant, but I'm working on it. But yeah, I mean, there are reels on Instagram. Facebook is trying reels. Of course, YouTube has shorts, and TikTok has, you know, all their short videos. Of course, they're starting to allow longer form videos if you've got enough followers. Mm-hmm. They're allowing longer form. Though one of my sources is saying TikTok doesn't bring any traffic to YouTube, but Instagram does bring traffic to YouTube. So yeah, you know, and definitely for a younger generation, TikTok is definitely, it's like a bag of potato chips. You can't eat just one. So when you watch TikTok, you just keep watching the videos over and over and over again. So I think both of them have a market. There's been a couple months where TikTok had more views than YouTube did. So, you know, it's just kind of wait and see what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to stick with YouTube. I do have a TikTok, but mine's nothing to brag about. But I put a link to Lala's in the description, so I have a link to all her social media out there.
Yes,
so
the reason I was on TikTok, Roy, was because I had a health condition way back in April, so I wanted to go overcome that. And then since we didn't have Lida, I said I do Dida dance every day in April. That went pretty well.
And I was challenged by Anna to dance, and I apologize. I failed you. I can't dance. I was going to do it, but I didn't. Marie said she shared the stream. Yeah, thank you so much for doing that. Yeah. If this stream is helpful, hopefully the others will watch. And definitely YouTube is more engaging. I think it's easier to collaborate and interact on YouTube than it is on any other platform, and the engagement, yes, and the community. I think it's worth the, you know, the risk that we might be on the wrong platform. I don't think that's true yet, but for life of me, can I manage your Instagram? Tina wants to manage your Instagram for you, so.
Yes, because, you know, as a crafter, it's like sacrilege that I am not on Instagram, right?
Yeah, so that's for artists. You gotta put all the art out there.
Exactly. So why am I not there? So.
All right. So last question before we go to the lightning round. By the way, lightning round's next, so you got to stick around for that. Yay! If you could do it all over again, would you do it different?
In a way, probably just the timetable. I would have done it earlier.
And by the way,
everything else I've done, it's okay because I learned so much from the process. But I would have done it earlier.
And say mommy's Instagram is Mommy Got Ink on Instagram. So if you can go find her there and see the 9 posts.
Nothing there, guys. Sorry.
Just so we got a good morning from Kuya.
Hi, Kuya Faith.
Ah, cool. I got it right. Good deal. And he's saying hi to everybody. And the dance invite still stands. All right. I will dance, not tonight, but I will dance. I will do a video, and just because the proper dance is to humiliate yourself, I will do a video that's just me dancing so that I have proper humiliation, as opposed to, you know, ruining one of my live streams. So, hey, very nice to meet you. Thank you. Thank you for coming by, Kuya. All right.
Yes.
It's time. It is time.
Yay!
For the lightning round. Everybody ready? Lightning round.
Yes, I am really, I really wanted to be here for the lightning round, guys.
All right, hang on.
Tina C even just finger dance. Right. There you go, lightning round.
All right, here we go. Okay, in case you don't know, lightning round is a game of this or that. So this is not painful. All right, first question, paperback or ebook?
Paperback.
Breakfast or no breakfast?
No breakfast.
Piano or guitar?
Piano.
Okay, love or money?
I want to say love, but now it's money.
All right, playing on that, fame or fortune?
Fortune!
Kirby or Mario?
Kirby.
All right, Saturdays or Sundays?
Sundays.
Okay, oceans or mountains?
Mountains.
All right, pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
All right, city streets or country roads?
City street.
All right, black coffee or cream and sugar?
Cream and sugar.
All right, summer or winter?
Winter, because I always have summer.
All right, horror or comedy?
Comedy, absolutely. I'm afraid of horror movies.
All right, morning person or night owl? In your case, when do you sleep? So I guess you're both. But morning person or night owl?
Morning.
Okay. All right, Nintendo, Xbox, or PlayStation?
PlayStation.
Okay.
I find Xbox hard.
All right, spend your money or save your money?
Spend my money. I'm just being real.
Yeah, okay. Cowboys or aliens?
Cowboys. I am afraid of aliens.
All right, and the last question, as always, is ninjas or pirates?
Ninjas.
All right, that's the lightning round. Yay.
Woo. I survived the lightning round. Thank you, Roy.
Oh, no, thank you so much for playing. All right, we got some other folks out there that had their answers too. So we have Tina says, yeah, you mentioned I can get away with just a finger dance. I'll have to, yeah.
Exactly.
Saying hi to Kuya Faith and then love lightning round. Answer on those cues in 1 second. Yeah, I'm working on version 3 will be a countdown timer and then ooh, people will have to answer quicker. Tina says money. And then Kuya says horror. And then, Kuya says he's a night owl, and then he wants mm-hmm. to save money, and then ninjas. Yes. And
good,
Anna says,
good idea.
That was fun. All right.
Exactly.
All right. Any last questions out there, anybody? Lala, thank you so much for being on the show. I really do appreciate it. Always fun. In case you don't know, she's also famous for being in the 13 Days of Christmas. So if you go... I don't have a link to that in the description, but if you hit YouTube and search for 13 Days of Christmas, go find that, and the video will come up, and you have to watch that because she had a big starring role in that. And if you know Marcus, Marcus had a big role in that as well. Anna was in there as well. Just so many great friends were in there. So you have to go watch that video, and I've already threatened Lala that we're doing something again this Christmas, but she said I need to do a song with Ease Your Words. So... something that's not quite exactly. So hard to do. So that was a challenging song, I admit in hindsight. So that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Roy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody that came by. Thank you, everybody hit the like button or subscribed. Everybody that came by early. Just thank you so much for being here tonight. And that is our show. So there we go. Bye. So everybody wave bye. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, everyone.